Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Today is April 13th, 2020. Welcome to the Monday episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. And in today's show, we're going to talk about a smorgasbord of topics here. I am going to share with you some of the insights I've been receiving about this current energy cycle that we're in, the quarantine period, the isolation period, everything that is really moving through us at this time. We're going to talk about some astrology as well, and then I'm going to give you an energetic visual to be aware of, something to keep in mind about yourself, your chakras, and what you are resonating with in the world. So I hope today's show is informative and beneficial to you, as always, as we are certainly moving through a very important time in the year. And of course, we've been talking about this. For those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining me. I do hope you find something of interest in every show. That's always my driving intention. I've been doing this podcast for 8 years now. I have been studying and practicing astrology professionally for about 30 years. I started in my early teenage years. Actually, I think it was associated with my first Jupiter return, which we all have at 12 years of age. And then I just found astrology to prove itself throughout my life. And I'm so excited to connect with you on this topic as well. I think that the astrology is so important at this time because it is showing us our power and our choices, how the energies are here to ultimately support us as we move through this big time. Now, if you have been following the show for a while, you might remember that back in December 2018, I did a podcast episode for you about your 2020 Astrology Energy Toolkit, where we talked about what was coming up in this year and in this decade, and then the tools you could implement to be energetically ready, to be energetically prepared. So I just wanted to reference that episode in case it would help you go back and remember some things that are at your disposal now. I also have for you on YouTube a 2020 astrology playlist that features episodes about the astrology of this year, and some of them feature specifics about each planet. So again, more ways to dive in and understand the cycles that we're in and what is unfolding as we all change permanently. Permanent changes are associated with Pluto. Pluto is now in the third decan of Capricorn, currently at 24 degrees. And really showing us choices, consequences, karma, what is permanently over, what no longer supports where we're growing collectively. Capricorn is essentially about our mastery in life, what we take out into the world, what we share with the world, what we offer professionally in our career, through our jobs, through our status, but then also energetically, how we are mastering our energy fields to feel our own mastery. It is the energy of what you have learned in your life through hard work, dedication, respect, responsibility. There are no shortcuts with Capricorn energy. So we've been developing through many cycles, in fact, many incarnations. Because the Pluto energy takes a long time to go through every astrological sign, we only experience certain Pluto energies in one lifetime. So, for example, right now we are all experiencing the Pluto in Capricorn energies. By the time Pluto gets to Aries, for example, which will be in 2068, you may be still in this lifetime or you might have moved on to your next lifetime. So Pluto always shows us what the soul's intentions for growth are in this current lifetime, in this current cycle, and it reveals to us what we maybe didn't see in our own energy fields that probably has traveled with us for many lifetimes. So at this time, we are actually visiting other lessons, karma, choices, energetics from other lifetimes that have been unresolved. And we have the ability now to approach it with a higher level of consciousness, to understand it in the bigger scheme of the soul's journey, and to understand how it's not necessary to take it personally. And this is one of the strengths of Capricorn, to not take it personally, to understand that sometimes we're moving through things that do not reflect something at a personal nature. It's more of the collective energies, or it's more of a collective set of experiences. It also could be something that was created at a lower level of consciousness, and now you have the ability to transmute it at a higher level of consciousness. So the more you can stay out of anything feeling personal, or as if you did as a judgment, if you can stay away from any kind of judgment about the energies, the more you'll be able to move through them. So we're all experiencing the big Pluto, and the Pluto is also bringing about the renovation, the transformation, the global reset. Pluto is about those characteristics, and it's also about the power that we feel in ourselves, the power that we travel with, that we're consciously connected with, and where we stem that power from, where it's sourced from. And the highest possible power is connected with the energetics of spirit, God, source, the universe, whatever that means to you. And by the way, if you believe this, because I respect that there are many different types of belief systems around this, but the energetics are saying, where do you source your power from? Where do you source what nourishes you, what fulfills you, what you need? And how are you embodying that in your human experience? So we have some revelations coming out right now about our lives, about what matters to us, about what is essential to us. And it's coming up because we are in these quarantine energies. We are in an isolation mode here, so incredibly rare, never been done before. And it's showing us our energy. Here we all are sitting in our energy, sitting in apartments, homes, studios, wherever you reside, and looking at what is coming up for you, the fears, anxiety, and worries, very normal right now. And also you're assessing perhaps who you live with. If you live by yourself, that's a very different experience. And if you live in a house with 5 kids, whether you live with roommates or friends, a spouse, partner, whomever you're sharing your energy with, is also showing you more about what you want and what is essential in your world and in your life. So this understanding of what we value is associated with the Uranus in Taurus energies. This is where we essentially are having these, I would say it's been this giant shakeup of what matters in our life and getting back to basics, getting to the essentials of sanitizing wipes and paper towels and vegetables, but also getting to the essentials of what do I need in my life that fulfills me, that I love, that makes me excited about what I'm doing every day. And this is where you can have some very strong realizations about any or every area of your life and whether it is satisfying or fulfilling or not. And of course, you could look at your career or your job if you are really loving that part of your experience. You look at your relationships, you look at your friendships, you know, who shows up for you and how do you show up for other people? You look at who you live with and if this is the right dynamic for you. It's interesting because when we're in these intense times, we can't deny truth. We can't deny a truth that we're feeling. And so you could be living with someone and realize how much you absolutely love them, how much you enjoy them, how wonderful they are in your life. They make things better. They make things easier. You're so grateful to share this time with them. Conversely, you could realize, oh no, this is not working. You could realize under this pressure and this intensity that you aren't energetically well partnered with somebody anymore, or that there isn't enough in common, or that maybe you're not, the relationship is not what you thought it was. This could also be the friendships. This could also be any kind of dynamics where you're in close quarters with somebody, because the intensity of the energy reveals the truth of how we feel. And we've been on autopilot. We've always been so busy, you know, you every day, right? You get in your car to go to work. You go on the subway to go to work. You're out living your life. And when all that shuts down and we're literally brought back home, here we are with the North Node in Cancer finishing up its journey over the next few weeks. We are in our home bases coming back to what feels like home to me. Does this life feel like home? Does this person, does this situation, does this time in my life represent home to me, where I feel safe, nurtured, respected, and loved, or not? So everyone's also feeling this, of course, at different levels of consciousness, but that's why there's this intensity right now about where we're at. And we can think it's about career, which it certainly is, or even money, which it certainly is. These are very real things. But I think the deeper energetics are bringing us into contact with the fullness of our energy and what feels correct for us. So we're getting a lot of understandings, a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of realizations at this time of what matters to you, what you value, where you are feeling that value and love reflected back to you or not. And it's like there's a lot of questions right now, and it doesn't feel like there's clear answers. And what you can always trust is how you feel in terms of your intuitive messages, your energetics, of course, your human feelings. But this is bringing us back to a beautiful place of self-knowledge, if you can see it through that lens. So in about 9 months, we will see a bunch of new babies coming through. And in that time, we can also see a lot of breakups, a lot of big choices being made, perhaps many divorces, people reassessing where they live. There could be people moving back in with their parents, for example, or moving out on their own. It's like people are coming to individual conclusions about their life and what they really want at this time. So trust what's coming up for you. The other thing that's very important to know at this time is that there are pros and cons with everything in life in general. But in this time, there's no perfect situation right now. There's pros and cons with living by yourself. There's pros and cons of living with a roommate. There's pros and cons of living with many people. So if you can focus on the pros, that will help perhaps balance anything that is challenging you at this time. Because it's interesting how, you know, the mind can focus too much on what's wrong, what's not working, what you don't like about somebody, what the triggers are, and forget to balance it out with the areas that you are grateful for, that you do appreciate, that is going well for you. So just keep in mind pros and cons with everything. There's no perfect scenario at this time. And what you can do is remember to stay in a higher awareness of yourself and your needs. Now, in a previous show, I talked about the importance of the moon sign in your chart because your moon is your daily energy needs. The moon is how you respond or how you react to information, to news, to people. The moon shows you what you need to feel at home. So again, go back to your moon sign for further information about what might be especially nourishing for you at this time. And you also might want to listen to that podcast episode if you want to understand more about your moon. Now, we still have strong Capricorn energies with not only Pluto and Capricorn, but the conjunction with Jupiter at this time. Both of these planets are actually moving slower because they will both be stationing retrograde. Pluto will do so the end of April, April 25th at 25 degrees, and then Jupiter will be stationing retrograde at 27 degrees of Capricorn on May 14th. So planets move slower before they appear to station retrograde, which is an illusion, by the way, and it's just something that we see here from our experience on Earth. The planet does not really go in reverse. But it is significant because we're going to be entering this review phase. And it's interesting because also in May 13th, is the beginning of Venus retrograde, which begins at 21 degrees of Gemini. And I believe that this is when we're going to start to feel even more of the economic impacts of this time, the middle of May, that we're going to see what's really happened in our local communities, which businesses can open or cannot open, where people are needing to perhaps make some new choices or new decisions about financial income, revenue streams. We only have Venus retrograde every 18 months, every year and a half. And in Gemini, it is the energy of our local neighborhood, our communities, our siblings, our peers. It's showing us what matters in our daily lives. Of course, Gemini is associated with travel and communications. And we're reassessing all these areas of our lives over the next number of months until Venus is out of Gemini or out of her shadow in August. We have a very big summer ahead, and the astrology is saying that. That's, of course, where I'm getting this this information, is that not only do we have Venus retrograde, but we also will have Mercury retrograde. Mercury will retrograde in Cancer at 14 degrees of Cancer. That happens in June 18th. And then in June, we have the beginning of three eclipses, very big eclipses that are coming through, in addition to all the retrogrades. So this information is, the intention of it is to help you make better choices where you're at, to make better choices right now of what you are in charge of and what matters to you, knowing that this summer, summer in the Northern Hemisphere, winter in the Southern Hemisphere, is going to be, has some big waves, let's just say. There is the mega eclipse at 0 degrees of Cancer. This is a very big point in astrology. It's called the Aries point, and it is a time of big changes, again, in Cancer, where we are at home, what makes us feel safe, and everything about what we've been learning through the past 18 months with the North Node in Cancer. So we have a lot that we're still going to be moving through, a lot more world changes, and things that are going to unfold that could feel very turbulent or rocky, but you can take necessary steps now to be prepared, to be ready. And by that, I mean what you can do to take care of your energy, to help with any worry, anxiety, and fears. This can show up through so many means, including not being able to sleep well, feeling it in your body, feeling lethargic, feeling stuck. These are, I think, just normal phases of what we're moving through right now, that there could be days where you're just, you know, flat out on the couch and that's all you can do. And if so, I'm one of these people who thinks, go with it. Trust your body. Trust the energy. If you just need to be on the couch for 2 days or 3 days, that's telling you something. And if you can be on the couch doing nothing with consciousness, that's going to support you incredibly. And with consciousness, I mean asking, what do I feel? What is coming up for me? What is this about? And you ask the questions and then listen to what comes through. Listen to the messages or the feelings that arrive, because you're going to receive those answers. It's a very important time right now to be aware of what our body needs, of what we need emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, to make sure that your mind stays in a place of feeling engaged or stimulated, that we can sometimes go down our own spirals of the worries, of the unknowns, of the fears. And there are ways to work with that. You know, you've heard me talk before about EFT or tapping, and how that's a great way to move out the fears that are in your mind or in your body. I find that tapping is really good too for how it works at a cellular level with our bodies. So be sure and check out any tapping videos on YouTube that you resonate with. I often recommend Brad Yates, because he has a great selection of videos and topics. And know that these are free things you can do wherever you are. If you're looking for a little bit more support, one thing that I know has helped many people is CBD oil, and how CBD oil works with a number of symptoms and physical ailments that the body is embodying at this time. You can go to projectcbd.org, which is a website about education, research, understanding of CBD, and you can see how it will support moving through various symptoms that come up. Even physical, a lot of physical pain can be improved through the use of CBD. There's sleep, anxiety gets improved with CBD. So that's why I want to reference that to you. This is not about any kind of psychoactive effects. This is not about the drug. This is not about marijuana or hemp. This is a CBD that is supportive of what the body needs and working with the natural elements. There's all kinds of CBD products out there too. So you always want to find a reputable source, and you want to make sure that the products are genuine, the ingredients are authentic. But that could be something that helps if you're having trouble sleeping, for example, or if you have a lot of anxiety. You might have some really good results from CBD. There are some CBD oils that are created especially for starseeds, and I know one of them is called Jampha, JAMPHA.com. And if you use coupon code STARSEED, I believe you get 25% off. I do not make any money from sharing this with you. I'm just sharing what I found because I think this is a really good company and a really good product line. But there's many out there. There's many out there that offer good CBD products. So I offer that if that's something you resonate with. Also keep in mind that what we're moving through right now is so unprecedented that you are learning more about yourself in a whole new way, and it could be triggering. It can bring up parts of yourself that you didn't realize were there. You could see some things in your reactions, your feelings, your fears, your anxieties come up that you didn't even know was present in you. And I feel like we are so supported at this time on the planet that we have such galactic support, such cosmic support because of what is happening on the planet, because of everything that's unfolding, being pushed through and moved out and released. It's like there's so much happening now that we're not even seeing or aware of. And that's why this year, 2020, we're going to understand it better in hindsight. And we know that saying that hindsight is 2020 and that we can have 2020 vision. Well, I think there's something so monumental about what's been happening on the planet on March through March and April of this year that we will look back and see it differently. And I feel like there's going to be something that comes up or comes out of us that we're going to energetically have a shift. And maybe you've been feeling that already, this lightening of a load, this lightening of a burden, or a sense of a new perspective, a new download coming through or coming in. This is really supported at this time. And I feel like the more you can connect with galactic energies, it's almost like throwing out a lasso, you know, throwing out something to tether to that helps guide you through this time. And is a navigation method for more of our, it's like this energetic support that we don't consciously feel at a human level, but that we know is there at a cosmic or intuitive level. You could look up to the sky and see new lights, new energies, new colors. You could look up to the sky and just see it differently. I know that over the past number of weeks, every time I look up at the sky, I don't see chemtrails, which is something to celebrate. The sky is clearer and brighter. And of course, this is also true across the planet. You've probably heard the stories of the animals that are coming out into the big cities. The dolphins have returned to the Venice canals. There is this blooming of the planet right now. There's less smog, for example, so you can see mountains that perhaps you couldn't see in previous times. So there's a lot right now that's very healthy, that's very rejuvenating. And even though we are, you know, again, moving through some of the bumps in our own lives, know that there is good here. There is light here. There are good things happening that are supporting us at a physical level, an energetic level, and a spiritual level. And I'm feeling like this is going to keep exponentially growing the more you focus on it, the more you're aware of what is being transmuted. And that's what I'm seeing too. It's like you look, like when I look at the planet, I see a few colors that are moving all around. I see the beautiful, wonderful energies of clearing, of light, of transmutation, that are showing up as white, yellow, purple. I see these energies coming up that have been here for centuries. It's like they're being released from the vault or being released from a very dark place. It's like there's this release happening on the planet, and it's helping to alleviate what's been stuck for centuries. And we will see perhaps more of that in the physical world at some point, meaning perhaps more evidence or verification. But right now, I'm just feeling it energetically. The other thing that's happening right now with astrology is that we are all understanding more about our natal Saturn. whether you realize it or not, because this experience is very much a Saturn experience. And Pluto and Jupiter both in Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn. Saturn now in the energy of Aquarius, another sign that it co-rules. The Saturn energies right now are about limitations and restrictions, are about our physical reality. Saturn shows us what is. This is your life. This is your reality. This is who you are. This is your body. This is how you spend your time. So we're all getting a new connection with the energy of Saturn. And you can look in your natal chart for Saturn by sign, house, and of course aspects to understand how you experience Saturn and how you work with Saturn. Saturn's also associated with authorities, public figures, people in charge. And of course, these are the people who have said no to going out into the world, who have shut down different parts of our lives. So it's a very Saturn experience right now. And the beauty of Saturn is that it matures us. We come back to center. We accept what is. We accept the reality of our lives as we have created it, as we have constructed it. We look at what our responsibilities are to others as well as to ourselves, how we show up. We also can look at our own self-respect, our own level of personal manifestation. Saturn shows us what we have manifested in our lives, what we have created. And with that realization, we then can say, what do I want to create next? What do I want to build next? What are my next goals? What are the next areas of life that I'm going to develop through time, energy, dedication, and hard work? So if you can stay focused on the long term, another Saturn gift, what do you want to develop going forward? What is essential to you? And what are the ways you can focus your energy forward? Saturn in Aquarius is about the future and what we're building in the future, what we're building individually, what we're building collectively. Aquarius is usually about hopes, dreams, vision, friendships, communities, group, humanity. But all of that is also connected with the Aquarian energy of being an individual, of really knowing who you are. So with Saturn in these very early degrees of Aquarius, it's looking at individuation and what you've come to understand about yourself energetically, about yourself at a personality level, about yourself spiritually. And the more that you understand who you are, the more you can then build that vision or that dream of what you truly want going forward. So a lot of Saturn energy right now in our lives and in our world, and the more that you understand Saturn in your natal chart, the more that you'll understand perhaps how you are moving through this time and the reality checks that it's bringing up. So with that awareness, I wanted to share with you an energy visual that I received from my guides to help us know more about what we are resonating with and what we're focusing on at this time. Now, the first visual they gave me was being at a concert. Remember those? Remember concerts? And how you go to a concert and you have this whole audience looking up at the performer or the band. So you have this collective energy force, the audience, all focusing their energy on a single entity. And that is a big time of energy being transmuted. When you are a part of an audience, a group, any kind of collective force, and you are participating in where you're sending your energy, you're giving your energy to that performer or to that band. And this all makes sense, right? Of course. But we can forget this. So what they're showing me is that what can happen is that if you are unconsciously aware of the power of your energy, you could be giving your energy to someone or something that is not worthy of it, that is not really in resonance with you, that is not perhaps worthy of receiving your energy. And it's important to note that there are also darker entities on this planet that abuse and use your energy when you focus on certain things, certain people, certain events, certain whatever. I know this is something that people will say, oh, well, don't focus on the dark. It's not about focusing on the dark. It's being aware. It's being aware of the polarity on the planet. It's being aware of the different forces in the galaxy. It's being aware of how energetics work. And so that's why whenever you want to focus on something, you want to be highly aware of your energy and highly aware of your intention, as well as being energetically protected with light. Because unfortunately, there are energetics on the planet that are siphoning the light from people who are unconscious and who are unprotected. And they're using the energy of an audience for their own gain or their own intention. So what you want to always be aware of is that you have seven chakras, and you are in control of your seven chakras, and you are in control of your aura. And you want to be aware of how to create a strong aura, strong boundaries around your energy, as well as trusting the energetics of your own chakra. And I know that many of you who listen to this, you are very advanced. You are advanced star seeds. You are advanced light workers. I almost just said star workers. Okay. You're a star worker. That's an awesome word. So you're a star worker, and you're very aware of how your energy works, and you're very tuned in to yourself. What they're telling me is to remain in that place of power with all of your chakras and to look at what lights up for you as you focus your energy. So for example, you could be in a conversation with somebody and really feel your throat chakra is in alignment with them, and you have good conversations and everything flows. You could be in a love relationship with someone that's very passionate, very sexual, very alive, and you could feel that your root and sacral chakras are very alive with them, right? So there's all these different parts of ourselves that can get lit up. What they're showing me now is that you must require of yourself to feel all seven chakras lit up in your life to be in high resonance with what you need. And that could be through various types of information or things that you love doing, something that makes you feel alive, something that makes you feel really engaged and creative, that you're checking for all seven chakras being in alignment, being powerfully turned on. And that's how you know you're in complete resonance with something, especially as a star worker. And you are feeling this more than ever. And they're telling me that many people have felt this and they didn't know what it was, or they didn't know what to attribute it to. So you are being in a new place of normal. There's a new energetic resonance that's coming through for you that is comfortable, that is your home vibration, that feels loving and open and powerful. And it's essentially all of the chakras being engaged and not having to shut down a part of yourself that perhaps you did before. So if your heart chakra is very alive when you're with someone, you want to then check in and see what your other six chakras are doing, because that's going to tell you more information. And it could be that some chakras take a little bit more to turn on or to be in resonance. But this is what they're saying is a new standard for us, that we're meant to be aware of what truly resonates and to put our energy towards that, even if we then realize there are some parts of our lives that don't resonate like they used to. So for example, a job, a professional endeavor or career that you've done for years, or that you thought would be something you would do for years, you could be in a survival mode with that job, and that's okay, like that's understandable. But what they're saying is to be aware that if you're not feeling a high resonance, stay open to the other potentials that you could strongly resonate with, and that those will be coming through. Those options and those solutions will be coming through now that you're aware of it, because awareness is so key. So what I'm feeling so strongly is that we are being required to check in with our energy first more than ever, to stay out of the autopilot, to stay out of where we have been programmed to follow a certain path, or where you held expectations of yourself. Okay, I'm hearing ding, 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 ding. This is what matters. We can hold expectations of ourselves that, oh, I always would be doing this forever. I thought this would be my life, my life's work. That's all getting shuffled right now. That's all being turned upside down too. New assignments are being handed out. New assignments are being given at a galactic level. Okay, so this is much bigger than perhaps what you thought it would be. But if you're feeling this, then you know what I'm talking about. This is also associated with Saturn in Aquarius. Aquarius is cosmic, galactic, out there. ETs, aliens, what takes us forward, new understandings, cosmic consciousness, quantum potentials. Saturn is saying, okay, now it's time. Now it's time to connect with these energetics that you've always felt. And this is why we're getting new assignments and new levels of awareness around what is possible. Coming back to the chakras, visualizations will help you. Even, and everyone does this differently, but for me, I see it visually. And I can see if someone has like a very tight closed chakra, or if someone's chakra is way too open, you know, way too footloose and fancy free with no boundaries. You can see if a chakra is pale instead of a vibrant color, or if it's foggy instead of having a lovely clarity to it. So there's different visuals that I use, but trust what works for you and trust what you feel or what you come through. Don't judge yourself if you feel that one of your chakras is small or closed down. Simply set the intention for that chakra to grow and blossom in a powerful, loving manner. Set the intention for that chakra to open and to be healthy and vibrant, to love you and to support you. And then what will probably happen is you will get something in your life that will give you the opportunity to use that chakra. So if your throat chakra feels restricted or small, you will then have an opportunity to speak your truth or to have an important conversation with somebody. You'll have an opportunity to communicate in a new way. So the more that you want to do this work and you want to have the results of this work, the more you'll be supported in going forward. So it's very important to share with you all this information about our energies, about remaining in our aura, to keep strong boundaries, to be aware of what the chakra energies are saying to us, what they're sharing with us, and to trust what's coming up for us. Also very important to be aware of where you feel your chakras truly lit up and alive, because that is such a strong message right now. And again, that could be something that you're receiving at a galactic level too. So a lot is happening. A lot is really going on, because when we're in our own energy like this, when we're really in a place of perhaps feeling restricted and feeling that we don't have a lot of choices, we always have choices about our growth and to go within. And I feel like there is more potentials coming forward and being birthed at this time than we would normally experience. And in that way, what a beautiful gift we are receiving. What a beautiful gift of time, of focus, of clarity that we have right now. A beautiful time to trust ourselves, to be aware of our truths that are coming up, to be aware of our feelings, to be accepting of who we are, and to know that there's multiple solutions that can happen in our lives, that there are many ways that miracles unfold and things show up to help us move forward. So don't give up on that. You know, really know that even as hard as this could be right now, you could have some incredible developments if that is your frequency, if that's what you believe. If you believe that wonderful things are happening for me now, that's what you will experience. Amazing developments are going to come through. Opportunities can show up in your inbox. Developments can happen out of the blue. Support can show up. So understand that whatever you're believing about this time is reflected to you in your reality. And the more that you can harness the greater potentials of the universe and to be open to them, the more you're going to feel it. And you could even feel it at a very cellular level too. So we are running out of time for today's show, but very quickly before I sign off, I do want to let you know that I am offering a free ebook on Amazon sites worldwide from April 13th until April 17th, 2020. The free offer goes until April 17th, 2020 at 11:59 Pacific Standard Time, and you can download Conscious Messages, Spiritual Wisdom and Inspirations for Awakening. This is a shorter ebook, and it has 21 channeled messages that I hope support your energy right now, where you're at, exactly where you're at right now, but also help you direct your own future and navigate your own future. So again, you can download it for free on Amazon worldwide. It is a Kindle book, so you would need to also have the Kindle app, which you can download from any app store if you don't have a Kindle. And I hope that this book reminds you of who you are, reminds you of your support at this time, and reminds you of what is possible as well. So I'm excited I can do that for you. I can't always give away books for free, but when I can, I'm delighted to do so. So please enjoy that. And in the meantime, my friends, I'll be back here on Wednesday for our next weekly Astrology and Energy podcast. You can find more details about that free book below this podcast. And as always, you can find out more about current astrology classes and programs, as well as business development videos and training at mollymccord.online. And you can also check out my spiritual website at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me. We're all in this together. We're making it through day by day. And I hope that this podcast brings you back to your own truth and to the beauty of our soul's journey at this time. So I'll see you back here soon, and I wish you a beautiful day ahead.